So I think you have to do the, because I'm not the...
Yes, that's right. Like to hold the order and start with a flag salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. This is the Clinton Township Planning Board's annual reorganization meeting, January 7th, 2019. This is a January 7, 2019, public meeting of the Planning Board of the Township of Clinton, County of Hunterdon, and State of New Jersey. Adequate notice for this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, in that an annual notice was published in the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the notice of and agenda for this meeting was posted on the bulletin boards in the municipal building and faxed to the Hunterdon County Democrat, the Express Times, the Courier News, the Hunterdon Review, and the Star Ledger, no later than the Friday prior to this meeting.
Okay, the first thing you got to do is have to swear in our new members.
John, there's one more here.
Four.
This one is Bill Glaser. I must have left that one on the center.
Another name.
All right. Should I fill in my name?
Hold on. I'll give you instructions.
So, what I'm going to ask everyone to do is raise the right hand and then read these things out loud. Everyone else has all the words in there. You're going to have to ad-lib, put your name in.
I can do that.
Okay. And when you get down to here, what is...
Alternate two.
If you're going to say Planning Board Member Alternate two, when you get down to here.
Okay. Ready, everybody?
Don't do it at the same time?
Don't say
same
fill time. In a blank for your name or whatever.
You sound interesting.
I, Thomas Kaczynowski, do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New Jersey, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, and to the governments established in the United States and in this state under the authority of the people, and that I will faithfully, impartially, and justly perform all the duties of the office of the Planning Board Member, Seat 3, Class 3, according to the best of my ability. So help me God.
That's a beautiful thing. So all you got to do is sign your names. Mm-hmm. I'll then collect them. I will notarize them. And congratulations, everybody.
Thank you.
Oops. That's called a mass swearing in.
Not sure where to go.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
It's like the fireman's thing.
Well, John makes it okay.
Yes.
That's why I notarized.
No, as long as everyone.
The next time he's here, will do his oath of office.
So where does he sit? Oh, okay.
He squeeze a little bit more.
There are usually nine chairs, but there are only seven in attendance tonight.
He's the alternate one?
Yes.
Okay.
We used to have nine people on the plane.
We knocked it down by two because it was just unreal.
Yeah.
Plus alternates?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, how?
Back in the imperial days.
When I started. I started at that table.
There was a whole court.
Right, there was a table of excess board members. Right,
that was me.
Pretty imposing for a small
town. It's chilly over there when it gets real cold outside.
It's like if you remember.
Yeah, I started here 9 years ago.
Hey, here you go.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. Okay, so...
I wanted to do a roll call.
Yes. Ms. Butcher?
Yes.
Mr. Glaser?
Here.
Mr. Higgins?
Here.
Mr. Kachinowski?
Here.
Mr. Kilda?
Absent.
I got you. First of the year. There's no way. You got me the last meeting of the year. You embarrassed me. I mean, it was. I was pathetic that night. I'm not letting that happen again.
Got here late.
Ms. Kleinhand?
Absent.
Ooh.
One.
He can't
two-task. Mr. Nardini?
Yes.
Mr. Scheich?
Here.
And Mr. Semay?
Here.
And we have a quorum. First, we would like to do an election, a nomination for chairperson. Are there any nominations?
Kevin Semay for chair.
I'll second that.
Okay. Just once. And Ms. Butcher?
Any other nominations?
Oh, I'm sorry. Are there any other nominations?
No.
Okay. I'll take a roll call. Ms. Butcher?
Yes.
Mr. Glaser?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Kachinowski?
Yes.
Mr. Mardini?
Definitely yes.
Mr. Scheich?
Yes.
And Mr. Semay?
Yeah, you can vote for yourself.
Vote for yourself.
So, yeah, I shouldn't vote for
yes, me. You should.
Okay, yes.
The motion carries.
Like an election.
All right.
Mr. Semay, congratulations. You are the chairman for 2019. Would you like to take over the meeting from here?
Thank you. I guess I have.
Oh, I didn't have it.
It's all right. We'll have to. Good thing no one's here. So what do we have next? The a nomination for the vice chairperson.
How about we nominate John?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can?
Does that
work? I don't think so, bro.
No, you need a class four.
Yeah,
class
so it can't be me either, right?
Well, right.
Can't be Rich.
So
the fickle finger of fate.
Someone's got to nominate somebody.
I nominate Sam.
Sam.
I'll second.
Are there any other nominations? If not, roll call, please.
Thank you.
Actually, I have a question, John. Do those nominations count for a motion and a second? Because that's what I put down. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay?
Yeah. The reason we're saying nomination instead of a motion is because the MLUL uses the word elect a chairperson and vice chairperson, but it's almost the same difference.
Okay. So.
And if you just had a motion, it would only be one person, but the reason it's an election is to allow more than one person to be nominated. There are a bunch of places at the reorganizations this week, not a lot, but there are enough, that are having contested elections. I got a phone call on the way in. I got a phone call during the week about them. Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like fun.
No.
Roll call on Mr. Mardini to be the vice chairperson.
Ms. Butcher?
Yes.
Mr. Glaser?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Kachinowski?
Yes.
Mr. Mardini?
Yes.
Mr. Scheich?
Yes.
And Mr. Semay?
Yes.
The motion
carries.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
And now we do this vice chairperson.
Pro tem.
Mm-hmm. Pro tem.
And we've used the pro tem on a couple occasions this past year.
That's where the chairman and the vice are not there.
Right. And rather than have to then figure out that night or the day before who's going to be the chair, and then you have to do that vote first, you do it ahead of time so if they know you're not going to be there, you already have someone queued up, and you can do any prep you need to do.
And that can't be a class three.
Class four.
Mm-hmm. So the class fours are?
Sandra.
We'll put it this way. The class one and the class two are your mayor and your township committee person. Therefore, everyone else is a class four. Well, you have a class two.
Yes,
right.
Yeah.
Rich is two.
I'm a class two.
Right.
So I just swore to.
Your class fours are Butcher, Scheich.
No, Rich is. He's on the historic. So he's
Butcher and Kleinhands.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
So I nominate Ms. Butcher.
I second.
Thank you.
I was hoping.
Any other nominations?
I thought they said planning board was hard.
You haven't seen nothing yet.
I know, I'm joking.
Okay.
No more nominations?
No one nomination.
Okay, and I'm sorry, who made the nomination?
I did.
And I seconded.
Okay.
Roll call.
Ms. Butcher?
Yes.
Mr. Glaser?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Kuchinowski?
Yes.
Mr. Mardini?
Absolutely.
Mr. Scheich?
Yes.
And Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Congratulations.
Yes.
And that was the hard part of the night.
Now we have the, what do you call them, appointments of these professionals or
the experts.
Can we do them all, John, or should I,
yes,
should
you
I
can
read
go,
them off, or what can we do?
You can go 1 through 12 as a group, because those are all appointments, and then the newspaper thing you should do separately.
So you've all seen the appointments?
Yes. The proposed appointments.
The proposed appointments. They're on the agenda here. I won't even read them out. Do you think I should read them, John?
No, they're on the agenda.
The
agenda has been out for everyone to see. It's been posted 48 hours ahead of time.
And I will note that there is nobody here for our annual reorg. I'm disappointed, but I'll get over it. So is there a motion to appoint numbers 1 through 12 for the year 2019?
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Ms. Butcher?
Yes.
Mr. Glaser?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Kuchinowski?
Yes.
Mr. Mardini?
Yes.
Mr. Scheich?
Yes.
And Mr. Smith?
Yes.
I want to thank you on behalf of myself and everyone else on the list.
It's our pleasure, John.
We have to, number 13, let's do it separately, but that's designating the newspapers for publication of legal notice, the Hunterdon County Democrat and the Star Ledger.
Do we really post in the Star Ledger?
Huh?
Do we really post in the Star Ledger?
Okay,
I've never
this
seen
is
it
not even
paper.
As much, it's us.
I swear, I get it. I've never seen it.
But it's also applicants.
Okay.
Because
they never publish it.
The Hunterdon County Democrat publishes right. Once a week.
Right, they publish on the Thursday.
So if someone misses that.
But if you miss it, this is a backup because it's a daily.
Right.
So you can,
I see.
You can have a way to get to it. I know. You've
yeah, that makes sense.
And just so you know,
yeah, for
the Star Ledger charges about 4 times as much as a Hunterdon County Democrat. So if someone's going to use the Star Ledger, they're going to be paying.
But it's,
got
it's
it. That makes
it's
sense.
That flexibility.
It's like belts and
we've asked
yeah.
the same. I know.
Makes sense.
So
mm-hmm.
is the Democrat the official paper and the Ledger as a backup?
Yeah, is correct. That- the Ledger is the paper of general circulation, the go-to. So we use the Democrat.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now, if we ever had a crunch,
right, we
would we go to the Star Ledger. When right. would you have a crunch? If you needed a special meeting and you had to give the 48-hour notice
right.
under the Open Public Meetings Act, and you couldn't get it in the Democrat,
mm-hmm.
you'd yep. go for the Star Ledger.
Got it.
Okay. Actually, Open Public Meetings Act, you have to have 2 newspapers. So you'd have to give it to both.
Now, they don't have to publish.
Really?
Now, the debate is this. The statute doesn't say they have to publish. Some places, like in Bergen County, their practice is you have to get it to them to be published 48 hours before the meeting, which sometimes... If you did that, it would be almost as strict as a 10-day notice.
Right.
But the statute doesn't say that, and we've always gone with you have to get it to them 48 hours ahead. But what's the purpose? For the Open Public Meetings Act, it's so that if the paper wants to send somebody to a meeting, and you have some special meeting or something, you're telling them. You're telling their reporting staff, hey, we're going to have a meeting this night so they can come down and report on it.
I thought it was to tell the public there was a meeting.
Okay, let's put it this way. The annual meeting notice you put out in the beginning
yeah,
of the year.
Right. That's always there, yeah.
If you publish that,
right.
then you don't have to send in 48 hours
sure,
ahead.
Yeah, sure.
Which we do.
Right.
Right. But again, this really comes down to a special meeting.
Right.
And I guess, I mean, the best practice would be to publish it, but some...
too expensive.
If you have something that, you know... that's close to an emergency. Because if you have an emergency, technically you wouldn't even have to do it. But if you had something close to an emergency, you would just make sure you get your notice out.
Now, on time.
If you had enough time and you purposely didn't do it, I could see, you know, a court saying, wait a minute, you waited to 48 hours in advance. You knew it wasn't going to get published in time. But
right. Fine. Sorry about that.
All right. So is there a motion to name those 2 newspapers as our... newspapers.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Oh, wait a minute. You can. I'm sorry. We have 7 tonight.
Yep.
Who's the second, Rich?
Mr. Glaser and Mr. Scheich. Roll call.
Ms. Butcher?
Yes.
Mr. Glaser?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Wachanowski?
Yes.
Mr. Mardini?
Yes.
Mr. Scheich?
Yes.
And Mr. Semay?
Yes.
The motion carries.
Thank you. Number E, we're up to letter E. Approval of the 2019 meeting calendar. Denise distributed that. Pretty straightforward. We have gotten to like one meeting a month in these months when we have holidays, typically in the summer, or if we don't have any agenda items, we do try to cancel because we respect everyone's time. So,
if Denise, is that calendar different than the one you emailed to us?
No, it's the same.
Same, okay.
I just figured I'd have a hard copy in front of everyone tonight.
Okay, good.
What are the grade dates for?
Holidays.
Oh, just in general, public holidays.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So if you,
I wasn't sure if it was like a splinter.
Well, it says on the left.
Okay. I move the approval of the 2019 calendar.
I'll second it.
Thank you. Roll call.
Ms. Butcher?
Yes.
Mr. Glaser?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Kochanowski?
Yes.
Mr. Mardini?
Yes.
Mr. Scheich?
Yes.
And Mr. Semay?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Good. 2019 rules and regulations. We didn't change them this year. It's
correct.
Year in a long
same
time.
As 2018. Yeah. Normally, we have a little, you know, revision here, a little revision there. This year,
yeah, they even have the date on top of January 18th on top of the.
We sent out the 2018.
Yeah.
Then we'll, if you guys adopt them tonight,
yeah,
then we'll.
I put 2019.
It now might be at the on the upper left hand corner of each page.
The upper left hand corner of the page. I think it's 2015, is it not?
No, January 15, 2018.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. It's the.
I would suggest we do have to tweak it though.
Right.
1.1-4 and 1.3-1. We moved to 7 o'clock from 7:30. So we should have the default time is probably 7 o'clock. It's the old time. If you just moved it last year after the first.
Really? It says 7 and not 7:30?
It says 7:30, not 7.
I'm surprised. I thought we cleaned that up last year.
We did, but I think we did it after the first meeting.
Maybe
right?
It also says something about a Tuesday meeting?
No. Oh. What we used to do sometimes on holidays is sometimes we would do a Tuesday if there were a Monday holiday.
Right. We stopped. We sort of stopped moving that.
Because okay. That's in those.
Yeah, that's right here too.
That's in there.
I thought we cleaned up that 7:30.
I guess you are reading stuff.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. I'm pretty sure. Maybe this is the original one that we sent out and not the revised one.
Maybe.
And
again, it's possible based upon what I had going on with my computer.
So
how about we do this? We adopt what was adopted last year. I'll find it, and then
make sure it has
2019 daytime.
7 or 7:30 fixed. Mm-hmm. Okay. So is there a motion to adopt the rules and regs?
As revised.
As revised.
So move.
Second.
Ms. Butcher.
Yes.
Mr. Glaser?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Kochanowski?
Yes.
Mr. Mardini?
Yes.
Mr. Scheich?
Yes.
And Mr. Smith?
Yes. Thank you. Vouchers, I think Denise sent them out or put them in the Dropbox thing we have. I've reviewed them. I am okay with them. If anybody has any questions or concerns, if not, I'll make a motion to approve. Is there a second?
I'll second, assuming there's a signature missing.
Yeah, well.
Yes, I need your signature on the voucher.
You got to sign.
You have them?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Kevin has them.
Roll call.
Ms. Butcher?
Yes.
Mr. Glaser?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Kochanowski?
Yes.
Mr. Mardini?
Yes.
Mr. Scheich?
Yes.
And Mr. Semay?
Yes.
And thank you for that reminder. That's why I put that note so that
thank you.
If good. I signature. Forgot, somebody would
right
remind
in there in the
me.
Yellow.
Yes.
Good. Yeah.
We are going to carry the minutes till next meeting. We've had some little IT file challenges, so we'll put those on. We have resolution tonight. We have the John B. Alderman Person DBA Game Butchers, 1221 Route 31 South, Block 89, Lot 5. Resolution number 2018-113, resolution memorializing grant of minor site plan approval to allow installation of rooftop solar panels. Mr. Drill sent the third
version.
Edition revision out. and I know we've all gotten it. It was fairly short.
I have to update, obviously, now my address book to include all the new board members.
I will send out the revised.
Okay. But this one couldn't be a resolution memorializing an approval can only be adopted by board members who voted in favor of the approval anyway.
Right. So the eligible members that are in attendance tonight would be Ms. Butcher, Mr. Higgins, Mr. Scheich, and Mr. Semay.
Correct.
Still a quorum.
Well, you don't need a quorum.
No.
Yeah. On a resolution, you can actually have one person.
We've had like one or two.
It's the only thing that a planning board or a board of adjustment can do on a vote of one.
It's memorializing the previous approval?
Yeah.
Okay.
You still need a quorum to have a meeting.
Right.
And minutes. Minutes also.
Right.
You need a quorum to have a meeting, but minutes
one or two
theoretically could be adopted by one.
Interesting.
These are the things that come up at the annual meetings. And then everyone forgets about them until something happens.
All right. Is there a motion to approve that resolution?
So moved.
I'll second.
Thank you. Roll call.
Ms. Butcher?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Scheich?
Yes.
And Mr. Semay?
Yes.
The motion carries.
Thank you. Anyone want to do reports? Anything from council?
I have nothing to report.
I think I'm going to reorg. it's pretty quiet. Oh, we passed, finally. We sort of forgot this one thing, a commitment to bond for the affordable housing plan. So we passed that resolution. That was the only substantive bit of business.
Right.
I can remember.
Yep, and I submitted that into Judge Miller with a copy of a proposed final judgment of compliance and repose, and we're just waiting for him to sign it.
Yeah.
So no more hearings or anything, then he just signed the order.
Hopefully not. If he signs it, we're done.
Right now, then we'll start, you know, the development approval process on the various sites and that sort of stuff.
Uh-huh.
So eventually, those things will come back here for applications for development.
We have sort of a little interregnum.
Oh, yeah.
You got some 6-8 months or something.
I do notice that there's progress at the Beaverbrook Homestead site.
Good progress.
A lot of progress.
Oh, yeah. They've done a lot of work. Yeah.
Yeah. Once they got started, they just...
They really did.
Yeah. Since you brought it up, so they hit an interesting field condition, which I got a call about. There was some contamination and more contamination than they had figured, an underground oil tank or something like that. In order to remedy that, they're going to have to take down this huge, beautiful tree. And so the question was, what happens? And I'm like, well, if they got to take the tree down, the ordinance actually says you got to do replacement. So it's going to be interesting to see if they come back to the planning board seeking a waiver of the replacements, because I don't want to get into it so much, but it's going to take a lot of replacements.
Well, is it some of those big ones?
It's a big one.
Yeah, it's a shame they have to do that.
The tank, you know, the furthest extension on the right, that's where they pulled the tank out.
Yeah.
And there's a
big
giant
tree.
Hulking,
giant.
Beautiful tree.
Beautiful. Yeah.
One of the few that was healthy.
Yeah.
They can't get around it?
Brian Bosenberg called. He wasn't crying.
Yeah.
I don't want to exaggerate things. He's the board in the township's landscape architectural expert, but he was upset.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, that was killing because they took so many trees down as it was.
Yeah.
Unhealthy.
So we'll see. Hopefully they won't come back here. They'll just do it, but we'll see.
If I were to suggest something, John, maybe if you speak with Brian, rather than a bunch of stupid little trees, they ought to get a vibratory spade, you know, the thing on a truck, the clamshell thing you see, and go get
bring some a big tree?
8-inch, 6-inch trees like we did back at Merck. You get a smaller number of larger trees.
Yeah. Yeah, because it does look really bare right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's
so
shocking.
Well, it's funny. I was at HESCO the other day shopping, and they're like, oh, my God, I can't believe they're doing something across the street. I said, yeah, they're building affordable housing. It's been in the papers for a
while. A number of bigger trees. Let me just ask hypothetically.
What size were you saying?
8 inches. Hypothetically, let's say that if you looked at the ordinance, they'd have to plant 60 trees.
Yeah.
Because it is one big tree coming out.
Yeah.
If they planted a couple big ones,
right.
Maybe you can entice them by...
Yeah, by reducing the...
By reducing the...
Oh, 100%.
The total, like for like.
You get a couple...
Yeah. They can do a dozen 8-inch trees.
That
as
the board, the informal
right, like
the, attitude...
The math, maybe they yeah, they get a break by using...
Right. Exactly match the calipers that were taken.
Right, yeah.
And then I think the place would look a whole lot more settled and things would belong better.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you another question. Do you want to appoint a subcommittee of three people so Brian could call somebody to talk about it? That could avoid them having to come here.
Sure.
Why don't we?
Okay. I'm okay if you want to do that.
So which can just three of you raise your hand? One. Two, three. So you got Sam, John, and Rich. And you can tell Brian that there's a subcommittee. So whatever he comes up with the applicant, the developer, he should run it by these three guys. Then he knows he's on safe footing.
Okay.
That's good.
It's all right.
Okay.
Because he recused from the application.
Ooh, that's right.
Now you're talking about trees, and he was supporting the application. I don't think it's a problem, and it's informal.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Fine, just to make sure it builds.
Yeah.
Good. So you guys are the tree subcommittee for the Beaverbrook Homes.
That's basically to give Brian some cover, so he's not out there on his own. And then if the developer doesn't agree with what Brian comes up with after talking with you three, then they come in.
Bring them back
right.
In.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's easy to pick up the phone and talk to Jeff Long.
Yep.
Did that tree come down yet, or is it still up there?
No, I don't think it came down yet.
It was there last Friday. I happened to drive by. If it's the one, I think.
Well,
right.
I don't have to do that. I just looked today.
Brian, just so you know, Brian went out there, and he told me that the tree's going to have to come down.
Yeah.
Because the contamination
is
under it, around it.
Oh, I see.
So I'm sure if there was a way to save it, Brian would be.
Yeah, if there was a way to save it, he would have advocated to save it.
Right.
That's why he was upset.
Yeah.
It's a ridiculous rule when you think about it.
Well,
you know, you're trying to save the environment by taking trees down.
And it's just number two oil.
Yeah, I know. But.
All right.
While we're, I don't want to interrupt you, Mr. Chairman, but while we're on the subject of trees and landscaping, there was. Communication from Brian regarding landscaping for Exxon.
Yeah, Exxon wants a site visit in March or sooner.
But there was a condition of their approval.
Back, right? To make sure the screening
on the backside, yeah.
Exxon wants to do it in early March. They want to do it as soon as they can, but we're trying to manage that it's not too early to see.
Can we have a cascade do it?
No. This is another one where you want a three-member subcommittee.
Really?
Yeah. You don't want to... Like, look, it's up to you.
Right.
But if you delegate this to the township engineer, and then the neighbors say that she didn't... You don't want to have her hanging out there either. This is something... my recommendation, this is something that... Three of you should step up to the plate for.
This is a little more sensitive, I think, too, based on the opposition that was happening.
Right. You remember, you had a neighborhood opposing this application,
and
you guys told them by imposing that condition that you were going to have people go out there and look.
Right.
Right. So, I mean, what we should have at least we had three. We need. We can't have more than three.
Right. You can't have more than three. If you do another three, you should...
I'd be happy on that one.
Let's three people raise your hands again. Let's see.
Anybody who else?
So this one...
I'm around during the day.
Glazer.
I go.
Samay.
I'm around during the day. That's
different three.
Let's give Brian that. That's the group. And then as he gets close to needing to set up a time, just help us, Denise.
Okay. Absolutely.
Yeah, very nice. Everyone's sharing.
All right. Ordinance subcommittee. And no. We're gonna need a new cheerleader for that.
Oh yes.
Well, you know,
we don't have a lot. I don't think.
On a related topic, you know, we've got that county study. And we have to sit down. I thought we'd sit down with Denise, Jesse, myself, Vern, maybe Mike Wright. I think for the folks from the township and go through their recommendations or their comments some afternoon near term, and see if there's some actions that we would recommend taking. So it'd be great to have at least one board member that could participate. And,
so they're going to meet during the day?
Yeah.
Who have we, when we had our little ordinance subcommittee before, who was it? It was you.
It was me, John.
David, John.
And David.
And David.
Right.
David.
And I think, Rich, were you on it?
No. Was never on it.
No, it's just three.
Sam was, I think now, Sam was grooming David for it, but
right.
He's no longer here.
No, it was not.
Trust me.
So in the beginning of it, we had CCH and Andrew.
Maybe I read that wrong.
A number of the meetings.
Right, and I think we don't have a lot. We put various things through that. Yeah. The last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
We tend to wait and see if anything comes from the Board of Adjustment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think the bigger news will be more of this stuff that's coming out of the council and the
county.
To try and streamline some things.
Technical review committee, so, parking regs.
So shall we at least reconstitute it?
I think you should reconstitute, so even though you might not have anything on your agenda right now. You should have people in place so if something comes in, you don't have to, oh, my gosh, you have to wait a month to even have people to look at it.
Yeah, and then one thing we do have to do sooner than later, we'll be amending the checklist based upon what changes we make this, but we still don't have the Highlands on there as a requirement for applicants.
Well, yeah, and now, Tom Burns is our planner, and he's got an assignment now. We're going to keep sending him money, probably about the same amount as last year, but instead of affordable housing, we've got to now turn our attention to Highlands and the more full implementation of the regional master plan. So it's a real timely kind of thing. We've got to graduate from them doing the reviews first to us doing the reviews first.
So how do we do ordinance subcommittee? Is there a... I'll
be on it.
I'd join.
Anybody else weighs in?
Okay. So you got Glazer, Mardini, and Scheich, and who is going to be the chair of the subcommittee?
Rich.
Thanks.
Rich volunteered? Well, that's nice of you.
Yeah, I volunteered.
You guys volunteered.
Thank you.
He tears the arm twist.
You take it, you got these with Denise? Yeah.
I do.
Mm-hmm. And Mr. Glazer, I know, raised his hand to be, sort of a delegate from the planning board to that little group that's going to...
I could do that.
...look at the county recommendations.
That's okay with those guys, sure.
I do.
I'm around.
Yeah, that's fine if that works.
Yeah.
And you obviously know what's going on, too, so between the two of you guys, you'll have us covered.
Okay.
Open space, environmental, I don't think anybody's really done anything since the new year.
Environmental had a meeting.
Yeah,
Andy Holt was named by me as chair. Mm-hmm. And so that was the first meeting, and I haven't heard any.
I never even got invited.
Well, I think they're getting organized. He's got to pick somebody to do the minutes and all that stuff. I hope it's Jen Reed.
You mean they had a regular meeting yet or no?
Yeah, day after the reorg. I was surprised.
I guess my beef with them has been they never invite me, but I'm on the commission.
We're gonna have
these meetings, and then all of a sudden it's like
we're going to have a joint meeting of open space and EC. Because when you read the statutes and the regs and the ordinances, their duties they're very substantially overlap. And we're actually the idea. Rich Shaw is the chair of open space.
Mm-hmm.
Andy was kind enough as a really environmental and engineering professional. He's the water engineer for Clinton Town, among other things.
Mm-hmm.
And he was kind enough to volunteer as chair. And the three of us are going to sit, have a cup of coffee, talk about what we want the respective groups to actually do. One of them is going to be get EC to get organized and, make sure everything works. It didn't seem like many people knew that EC was meeting.
That's why
very last minute.
So I wasn't the only one.
No,
see,
not at
you're
all.
You're the same. I know.
I was a council liaison. I didn't know about the meetings until sometimes after.
Can I ask you something? Does the EC put out an Open Public Meetings Act notice of their meetings?
I think Carla does, yeah. But they, shall we say, they were a little casual about minutes. We were getting heavily criticized, as you might remember, by a certain ex-mayor.
Yeah.
And I figured what is good for the goose is good for the gander. So they disgorged a year's worth of meeting minutes at short notice last year.
Good.
They're going to be more business-like this year. It is a commission. It's not, at the moment, at least an advisory committee.
Right, but it's a public body.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so there's no ends or buts about Oprah and everything else.
Right.
So Jennifer Reed has been doing the meeting minutes and really the administrative stuff. I thought they had the communication list all straightened out, but I got the feeling this meeting just sort of snuck up on everybody. And two or three people woke up and said, wait a minute, this is the appropriate date. So, but Rich and I are going to sit in the next week, 10 days, and get ourselves organized.
Okay. Well, is there anything else?
Before someone makes that motion, so I got a call today. I just want to give you a heads up. You should probably contact the township attorney about this. I got a call, actually, not today, on my way out here. Okay? According to this call, but it's a reliable source, there's a group that's organized itself in the state of New Jersey, and they're going to municipal buildings in different counties, and they come in and they start videotaping everything, and then they make a bunch of Oprah requests. So the question that came in, apparently they showed up in Delaware Township. They brought in their equipment in these black bags. The Delaware Township clerk, to her credit, pushed the panic button. Mm. Right? You see a bunch of people coming in with black bags. They had a lockdown, called the police. Okay. But apparently this group, according to the source that told me, I don't have firsthand knowledge, they went into Flemington and Raritan Township and started filming. The question was, do they have the right to do that?
So we have rules in our bylaws here about filming.
That's correct. Now, because there's a New Jersey Supreme Court case from 2007 that says for an open public meeting, Township Committee, Planning Board, Board of Adjustment, they have a constitutional right.
They just can't disrupt.
They just can't disrupt. Mm-hmm. So if they have bright lights, you can tell them no bright lights, stand off to the side. Or if they want to use their little phones, they can even sit in the seat as long as they're not bothering anyone. Now, when they come into the municipal building, what was reported to me is, and actually I don't know how much of this is true or how much is false, but apparently like the zoning officer in one of these unnamed municipalities apparently went to go to the restroom. He comes back from the restroom and they're in his office opening drawers and everything.
What?
So all I'm saying is you should probably just tell Trishka, she could call me, but she should look at where are they allowed?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, if it's a public space, I would think in a public building, you're allowed to record. I mean, if you go up to the clerk's desk, that's a public area, probably allowed to record. Now, behind the counter?
Right.
I don't think so, but I'm not the township attorney, so just pass it on. This happened today.
You know, we've got transaction services at Denise's, at Rec, and at the clerk's office.
Right. I would think you could come up to a counter and take whatever type of pictures you want, but I would think you don't have the right to go behind the counter. But let's take Denise's office, for example, unlike the clerk's office. Denise's office, as part of looking at a file, people come behind the counter and they sit at the table.
Right.
So look, if someone comes in, so I went to West Caldwell last month. I get notice someone on my street, you know, has a variance. So I'm like, let me just see what the guy is doing. So I go to
your biggest nightmare.
I go to the West Caldwell Municipal Building and I go to the clerk's office and they even know me there. And I'm like, can I see the file? And they're like, well, you have to put an Oprah request. I'm like, I don't think you need to put in an Oprah request to see the file. If I want a copy of something, I think I got to put in an Oprah request. But quite frankly, if I want to make, I could take a picture with my phone. Oh, no, you can't use your phone. You need an Oprah request to use your phone. I'm like, tell you what, why don't we walk down to the township clerk? We walk down to the clerk. The clerk says, listen, John, sorry. Call the township attorney. He's like, oh, my God. So I filled out an anonymous Oprah request because I didn't want to freak my neighbor out. I just wanted to see the file. But the point is, if you're allowed to go behind, you know, beyond your counter and look at a file, and if you're allowed to take a picture of
which
the file,
which I do,
problem, because I think I had asked you about that a long time ago.
Yeah, it's like it saves you a lot of time. If you let them take a picture of the file, she doesn't have to make copies of anything.
Right.
So now, what if they want to videotape back there, if it's a public space, because if you let people back, maybe they have a right to videotape back there. So you should probably keep confidential stuff, not floating around on the desk. So there's a lot of issues that Trishka should...
But also, think about. What about the idea of, for example, say someone's in the office and I get a phone call. They can videotape me on a business call?
I'm just saying...
If I normally if I have somebody sitting in the office and they're looking at something... I keep what I do at a minimum. Like, for example, if I see that you're calling me and I've got somebody who I know is going to be parked there for a while.
Yeah, you tell me I'll call you back.
Yeah, or I won't answer the phone, and then I'll call you back.
Can't you give them a little desk right outside there in the vestibule or something? And
I could, but you can still hear. But the thing I don't like about that is I can't see that.
Right.
And they can take things out of the file.
Yeah, which is, believe me, that's happened also. If you let them in, it lets Denise babysit and make sure no one's yanking anything out of the file or putting stuff in the file.
Right.
Well, so all I'm saying is tell Trishka about it. I heard about it today, and
What's the intent of these people, John? Do we know?
We don't know. Okay. That's the thing.
I heard about this about a year ago, about this going on elsewhere.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
Well, it's made it up to Huntington County. Just like, you know the guy, I can't remember his name now, with all the... with all the Oprah requests.
Yeah, I know a guy.
He hasn't...
It's more than one.
No, but this is a guy...
I know a couple of guys.
Yeah,
several.
Yeah, but this guy was moving through the state. So it sounds like that they've come up and they've hit Huntington County.
Bizarre.
They haven't hit, you know, Essex yet.
They have anything better to do with their time.
I was going to say, who pays these people?
Maybe they're retired. Obviously, they must think it's fun.
It's bizarre.
I mean, if they're not being paid, they could be, who knows.
Maybe they'll write them.
Anyway, can just pass it on?
Sure. Okay. All right, so, anything else?
Was there any significance to this letter that was in the package?
I saw that as no...
Just a notification.
Yeah,
we have no
action required.
No action. We have no oversight. They're just telling us they're going to get
FYI
this.
Okay, that's what I thought.
They probably have a requirement that they have to do.
Okay, take a notification.
We'll be on
it. Hey, they got a federal grant to expand the number of beds up there. This is $1.2 million.
Is that the old camp that's off of
Mountain?
Okay. Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
That's nice.
All right.